Seventh grader Jack Johnson's entry focuses on prejudice and discrimination in Montana and mentions one incident in particular.
In May 2018, Anna Suda and Mimi Hernandez, friends who live close to each other in Havre, were shopping for groceries. As they conversed in Spanish, a border protection agent who was in line overheard them talking.
Johnson connects this case of alleged discrimination to the history of Chinese people in Montana. His submission, along with an entry out of Crow Agency, won honorable mentions in the NPR Student Podcast Challenge. In an interview with YPR, Johnson says his dad told him about the competition.
And he thought it would be a good idea for me, and I really feel passionate about human rights and equality, so I thought that would be a good topic.
In his submission, Johnson talks about Montana's diverse population in the 1860s and 70s and says it was around 10 to 15% Chinese.
These Chinese Montanans helped build the railroads, mine the state's precious metals, and started vibrant communities across the state. However, they too faced discrimination.
His social studies teacher, Ryan Featherston, helped him submit his entry.
When Jack brought this to me, I was like, man, we can do more projects with this. This could be a better way for them to present. And so our idea is to make our own Clancy public radio.
Featherston, who was an avid podcast listener, thought it would be a good learning tool for his public speaking class, where he's already introduced interactive projects like vlogs.
If we want to be stagnant, then it's boring for them. By him bringing it up and listening, it allows them to kind of take charge of some of their learning as well. I'm here to teach them skills and the necessary skills and direct them in the right direction, but it really is up to them. And by him bringing this and allowing us to do this, it makes me as a better teacher. It pushes me to get out of my comfort zone, which I love, the challenge as well.
He imagines he could involve his other classes too, and that's eventually what he proposed to the school administration. The school district is providing microphones, boom arms, and laptops for the project, which Featherston says will begin next year. Links to Jack Johnson's entry and the entry from Crow Agency are available on ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.